OMG, are things finally back to the pre-COVID days? I'm DJ Brian and I'll be back right after the song. Welcome everyone to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Monday, January 5th, 2025, and we just heard Dynamic Duo featuring Jungin with Go Back. Now, COVID-19 left a lasting impact on our economy, society, and our everyday lives, and it continues to do so in ways we don't even realize yet. But maybe in one sector, things are slowly returning to normal. Last week, Korea welcomed its 18.5 millionth foreign visitor of 2025. Now, officially surpassing the pre-pandemic record set in 2019, the moment was marked with a celebratory welcome at Incheon International Airport, symbolizing the full return of global travel in Korea. Now, can you imagine being that 18.5 millionth visitor to come into Korea? How fun! Now, I wonder if the person got some special gifts, you know, a welcoming, a red carpet premiere idea, like, you know, like a Grammy opening event type of welcome. Anyways, encouraged by the rebound in inbound travelers, the government has now raised its long-term goal, aiming to attract 30 million foreign visitors by 2030. But behind the headline number lies a quieter concern. Visitors are spending less. Uh-oh! According to a recent industry report, average spending per tourist this year is down more than 15% compared to 2019. As a result, total tourism revenue has yet to fully recover, even though arrival numbers already have. The reason? The length of stay. Now, most visitors currently remain in Korea for just like 3 or 4 days, far shorter than destinations like Japan, which has successfully encouraged longer trips and regional travel, helping it generate a massive tourism surplus. So, what are some ways we could coax travelers to extend their stay in Korea? Should we kidnap them? No, that's not a great idea. Because you can't discover all that Korea has to offer in just a few days, guys. There's a lot more to do, so we need to stay longer. If you're tuning in right now, Brian Ju is telling you to stay for at least 7 days. And right now we have a great song by Blackpink encouraging you to what? Stay. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio on Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. Get ready for more music. We got Listen with Bloom and Zero Base One with Iconic. Would you like that coffee or tea? That is right. Get ready for coffee or tea. You might have known about this. You might not have. Who knows? It don't matter because we're going to tell you anyways. Now, we talked about Korea's booming tourism figures for 2025 and the future task of getting those and these tourists to stay a bit longer. But in terms of extended stays, it sounds like more foreigners have come to stick around for a while. Now, the nation's long-term foreign resident population hit an all-time high of 1.6 million people. It's officially the biggest international crowd Korea has ever hosted. Now, according to the Ministry of Justice, the figure is up to 9% from last year. And if you notice that Seoul has become more global than ever, you're right, because more than half of these foreign residents live in the greater Seoul area. Now, these people aren't here for the short stay. We're talking about students, workers, permanent residents, and marriage migrants. So, people who've committed to life in Korea, of course, paperwork and all, the biggest group? Workers on E9 employment visas, followed closely by international students. Permanent residents and marriage migrants round out the top tier, proof that Korea isn't just being visited, it's being chosen. Now, nationality-wise, Chinese residents make up the largest share, followed by Vietnamese, Nepalese, Uzbek, and Cambodian communities. It's a reminder that Korea's multicultural story stretches well beyond K-pop fandoms. In a country facing a shrinking population, this quiet demographic shift really matters. Korea isn't just exporting K-culture anymore, it's importing people! And judging by the numbers, many are staying for the long run. Now, to bring more people into the country, we got K-pop for you right now. 2 p.m. with 우리집 and 17 with Home.
Happiness. Hello, we are Red Velvet.
You're listening to K-pop Connection, KBS World Radio.
What the?
K-pop.
Welcome to the first What the K-Pop of 2026 with your one-year-older Ajumma English teacher, not English, Korean teacher, Karen!
Yeah, thanks for just letting the world know that I'm 1 year older.
Well, we all are.
Yeah, but...
I wanted to use the word Ajumma because we are teaching the world Korean. Korean.
Yes.
Ajumma. What exactly... does Ajumma mean? Because we always use it in weird different ways.
Yes. Well, Ajumma, yeah. we use it to refer to an not elderly, but middle-aged, I guess, woman.
Yes.
Who is married and has kids.
So that's when most people should be using it. But then when we're out in public and we don't know if a woman is married or not,
yeah.
and we don't know them that well, younger people will just call them Ajumma anyways.
It's not a polite term, so you
yeah.
don't want
no
to
one,
call...
No woman wants to be called Ajumma.
Yeah, if yeah. you don't want to call people Ajumma, especially if you don't know them.
But what if a girl or a kid who's like 5 or 6 calls you Ajumma?
Yeah, it doesn't that's
really,
okay.
Yeah. That's so okay. What if a kid or a person who's in their 20s comes up to you and says, oh, 저기 Ajumma, can I get directions to the mall?
I wouldn't like...
Would you ignore them?
Because it's kind of funny because, you know, Korean, we don't call people by their name. We
yeah.
call them by their title. So so Ajumma is kind of used as a title, but I don't think it should be because...
I don't do that. If I don't know a person,
yeah, exactly.
I just say, oh, 저기요.
Excuse me. It's not like derogatory, but
yeah.
it's not a very nice way to call...
Yeah, because no one
woman.
Means to be rude.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's also how the person receives it.
Yeah.
Certain people just, they get the wrong way.
Yeah. So yeah. like you said, so if a little kid said it, I think it's okay because they probably don't know. But if you're like in your 20s or 30s, if I don't know you and if we're strangers and this person just randomly needed directions and comes up and says, Ajumma,
yeah.
Can you give me the direction to whatever place? If you were a foreigner...
Did you actually feel like, do I look like an Ajumma to you?
No, but I would, in my head, I would be thinking, wow, where's your manners?
Because on the flip side and the other way around, I heard... I don't know if they still do it. Like, even up to a month ago, the young generation hated it when the older generation if you're doing a part-time job, mm-hmm. hated the word 수고했습니다 or 수고했어.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
Because it's, well...
I love it. I'm like, oh, 수고했어.
I did hear that it's not... It's... I forget, but when I first started working, because we use that kind of just as a greeting when we're done, but I heard that it's supposed to, you're supposed to use that to someone that is below you, like in terms of status.
So the term, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I think that was how the original meaning of the word was, or the nuance was.
Like way back when?
A while ago, I guess. But nowadays, it's just used very, you know, commonly just to say, thank you, we did a really good job, we're ending our show now, or we're ending whatever we're doing
great
right now.
Great job today.
Yeah. So apparently, when I heard that, I started fixing what I would say at the end, and I would
say
just
now?
Say, 고생하셨습니다. So that means you did a lot of work. You put in a lot of
I don't like
of
saying
effort.
That because sometimes the people I work with
didn't
do a single thing. So I'm like, you didn't really 고생, man.
Then
so
you can just
they
say,
just stand there with their cell phones all day.
안녕히 계세요. Goodbye.
Yeah. So when I hear stuff in the room and I'm there and I see someone else say something to someone else, say 고생하셨습니다, I'm like, I watch them all day and they play video games all day. That's not 고생. And they're getting paid for it. They're getting paid to play.
Man, who gets paid to do that?
Because they're there under the clock working, but they're on their phone because they're at their workplace. So I didn't know.
So they did not 수고 or 고생.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even at like convenience stores, if you're a person, like a consumer just there to buy something, and as you're leaving and you say to the worker, oh, 수고하세요. They hate that apparently. I didn't
really?
Know that.
Really? That's...
I know.
I don't know. I feel like the younger generation, they, you know how like the emoticons, we talked about the emojis.
Oh my God. They use totally different
emojis
than we do.
And if you use like...
like the skeleton means funny.
Yeah, the thumbs up or something, or it offended them.
What's that mean? What's the thumbs up mean then?
It means something
different.
Because
I know the skull means it's so funny, I'm dead.
I think we talked about this, yeah?
I forgot what the thumbs up meant.
But so you have to, I guess it's just their way of interpreting things a little bit differently.
Well, I'm learning that never to use emoticons with anyone in their 20s.
Yeah, that might be safe.
Just don't use emoticons.
Or just ask. I mean, if it offends you, let us know because we're probably not trying to do it on purpose.
Yeah.
So going back to that, if someone in their 20s did say ajumma and ask me for directions, I guess I should correct them and say that's not very polite.
But
and it offends me.
But then the moment you correct them, be like, oh, ajje.
Yeah, well.
Because then it shows them that you've been annoyed by what they said.
Yeah.
So you could just be like, oh, I would just say, oh, day, ajumma, back.
Well, that's why I said I would think in my head. I would just think in my head that, oh, you didn't learn any manners, but I probably wouldn't say anything to them.
I would just ignore it. Someone comes up to me and is like, oh, ajushi. I'm like, where's there ajushi in here? I don't see no ajushi. You know, just pretend I didn't hear him or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I guess there are people who 못 참아 in those situations and they just have to say what's on their mind, which sometimes I think it's a good thing because you really genuinely might not have known. And if someone tells you that's not the polite thing to say in that kind of situation,
true.
Then it would be, you would learn
true,
if you
true.
Really didn't know.
True, true.
Yeah.
Which was our word from last week from the Minoy song.
Yes. 못 참아.
I can't wait. 못 참아 featuring Loco.
Yeah.
And today we're going to learn something new. Mm-hmm. For the new year.
Of course.
And where is it coming from?
We're going to start off with a IVE song.
Okay.
We haven't heard IVE in a while.
Okay.
So we're going to listen to their song, Heroine, which is kind of...
I know the song. Heroine.
It's about a female hero. Not Ajumma.
I mean, I know what heroine means,
yeah.
But I forget if I know the song.
You might. If you hear it, you might.
Okay.
And we're going to play mom and fourth grader daughter.
So I'm assuming today we're going to flip things around for the new year.
You can be the mom.
I'm going to be a mom. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the ajumma. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me get my ajumma going.
Mom. 엄마, quick question.
엄마. Why does this that never sound good? Okay, what's going on?
Hypothetically, if someone forgot to do their homework.
Oh, 어림없어.
Oh, but mom, I didn't even finish my sentence.
Oh, I finished it in my head.
Okay. New idea. What if homework didn't matter today?
어림없어.
What if today is homework amnesty day?
Oh, 어림없어.
Mom, what if my teacher said it was fine?
Did your teacher text me?
No.
그럼 어림없어.
What if I do extra homework tomorrow?
You said that yesterday.
I meant it yesterday.
And today?
I'm tired. 너무 피곤해. 숙제가 너무 많아.
어림없어.
You say that a lot.
Oh, because you ask impossible things a lot.
So there's no chance? No chance at all?
No. Zero. Minus zero. Negative zero.
Fine. Okay. I'll do my homework.
Good choice. 좋은 생각이야.
But can I skip brushing my teeth?
어림없어! I have never, ever heard the song, but it is I with Heroin.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was in the, I think this was the same album where they had Kitsch and
album?
Yeah, it was that album. So I probably wasn't one of the songs they promoted majorly, but it was in there.
But this song's only, oh my gosh, since it's 2026 now. I was going to say, it's only 2 years old.
It's
only 3 years old now.
Yep. But I don't know. I feel like this song is very recent.
And it's not fully 3 years old because we have to do the math. If this song came out in 2023, mm-hmm. let's say December.
Yeah.
That means it's still only like 2 years and whatever months old.
Yeah, that's right. So the interesting thing about this song is that An Yujin, who is a member of IVE, she actually wrote the Korean lyrics to the song.
Oh, the girl who's mad taller than me on my show. She's tall.
They have two tall ones. And then the rest are kind of, they're shorter.
Yes.
So they're like two like mountains.
I don't want to say shorter. I want to say average height.
Yeah, that's right. These girls are normal people. Very, very tall. Right. Mm. So she says the song, it's about living like the heroine, living like the protagonist in a movie or maybe in a book who overcomes a lot of difficult trials. But she does it by doing things her way, like the star of a film.
Okay, so this song came out in April 10th of 2023. So this song is what, exactly 2 years and eight? I can't do the math.
Yeah, so it's nearly 3 years.
No, let's not make it that old. It's like my birthdays.
It's still less than 3 years.
Less than 3 years.
Yeah, less than 3 years. Yes. So it's new. It's a new song.
That's why I like the Western. Remember when we were growing up in the Western world, when people used to say, I'm 2.5 years old.
Yeah.
Or, I'm 2 years and 3/4 years old. I wish we could live that life.
Yeah, no.
You don't want to be that full, like, I'm 4 years old. No one wants to get, as you get older, you don't want to get older.
I don't want to calculate it anymore. So that's why I think I like the Korean system when someone asks you your age. And you say, oh, I was born in such year. You just have to memorize
the year.
Yeah, exactly.
If you say you're born in such year, it's easy that way. But some people.
Yeah, so let other people do the math.
You just don't like math.
No, I just don't like me aging and
we're gonna change our corner to
saying every year.
We're going to change the corner to what the suhak? There you go.
What the math? Yeah, so I like that. And I like, you know, because it's hard for me to calculate even my kids, like how old they are. So I just like saying, you know, they're in such grade.
What's the age difference between them, two?
Five.
Oh.
They're 5 years apart.
They're still at the fighting age.
They
don't argue?
They fight all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who wins?
The little one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's strange.
She's unbeatable. Wow. Everyone in her house. I think I'm the only one that can put her in her place.
Verbally?
Oh. Well, I threaten.
Don't say that online or on air.
I threaten to... But it's very hard.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
But it's very hard because she's, you know, she's the 막내. She's the youngest one.
Oh.
So she gets away with a lot of stuff.
And that's why I think I was the very 얄미운 way of arguing type of person.
I can see you like being really good with how you talk, how you speak. And
that's my brother hated me.
Exactly.
And that's how I use the same way with, like, if me and Hwani would argue. You know, when people argue, they get loud. They're like, yeah. And I look at him with those, like, really, like.
You don't even get loud.
I just go.
You stay calm, but you say what you need to say.
다 큰 사람이 소리 질러야 돼? 다, 나 옆에 있는데?
They want to smack you. 귀가 좀 아프네.
아유.
That's like Haley. But she also like screams, but she when she has like an argument with her brother, because he can't hit her. Like,
that's true.
And he's 5 years older than her, but she still wins.
Wow. Wow. Hence why I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, if I had kids, I would be behind bars.
Yeah.
So he
gets back at her through different ways. It's always like when mom and dad's not looking.
Oh. That's weird because I know kids growing up when they had an older brother sibling and younger sister, they would still get away with, you know, when no one's looking or, you know, a little bruise here and there, a little push in the hallway.
He eats her food.
I was thinking, I was like, you know, when mom and dad aren't looking, he'll steal like an extra cake.
Yeah. So like she tells him, she's like, this is mine. Don't touch it. And then when she's not looking, he's going to steal it.
Eat her leftovers.
Yeah. Stuff like that. So he gets back at her through those kind of ways. Yeah.
All righty. So we did learn.
Yes.
어림없어.
어림없어. Yeah.
Now, this was our What the K-Pop word.
That's
right. So how do we use it in our skit, though?
In our skit. So I just didn't want to do homework. And we've all had those days, right? So I'm trying to come up with all these excuses.
I would always do my homework in school before coming home. That's why I think I got
it. You are the weird one.
Why am I weird?
You're the anomaly.
Who didn't want to get their stuff done so they had more time to do other things at home?
That's what I'm trying to teach. I've been trying to teach my kids that for the past 15 years.
They don't
want to
do it at school?
I was like, Joshua, Haley, you guys, if you get your stuff done, you'll have more time to play. But they always want to play first.
But then...
I've been drilling it.
And once you play first, doing homework, you don't want to do it.
Exactly.
You get lazy later.
Cece, you know that without anyone having to tell you that for 15 years, right?
Yeah. And that's why my brother and I were different. My brother would be like your kids. And so then when we got home, my dad would always scold him more. 그봐 동생은 your brother always got his stuff. I'd even do extra credit.
Yeah,
too,
he's like, oh, Brian. You're the weird one though. You're the weird one. No one wants to do that.
I feel like Elphaba now. I'm the weird one. I'm going to turn green and fly away on a broomstick. Yes.
Yeah, you're the weird one because both of my. I thought Haley was a little better. I thought Haley was more your style, but she wants to play too. And I'm like, if you play, you're really not going to want to do the other stuff that needs to be done. But they still want to play.
That is true, especially for kids. So get your stuff done first and then play because you don't want to hear your mom and dad saying, 어림없어. I was thought 어림없어 was 어이없어.
어이없어 is a little different. 어이없어 is like when you're at a loss of words because you see something ridiculous. You say 어이없어. But 어림없어 is like no way. It's a very strong, dismissive rejection. And you use this when something is 어이없어. When someone says something, like I was saying, oh, it's homework amnesty day, then you would be thinking,
that's a word that 어이없어. Her daughter made up.
Right? And then you would say, 어림없어, which means, nope, you still have to do your homework.
There you guys go. 어림없어, or what the K-pop word of the day. It's a strong, dismissive rejection.
Yep.
And a word that I don't even use, but you guys
start using it.
Yes.
Yeah.
어림없어. Yeah, I'm going to start using it more for 2026.
I wonder what kind of situation you could use it in.
We'll think of it.
Yeah, think now of that something. We know it. Think of something.
All right. Well, that is our first What the K-Pop word of 2026. And it comes from the IVE song Heroine, which we both didn't know that well about. And we're going to check out the song right now. This is now a three-year-old song.
Nearly 3 years.
It came out in 2023, April 10th to be exact. And Karen, we'll see you next week. This is IVE with Heroin. All right. We just heard IVE with Heroin. Now let's get a preview of what's to come on KPC this week. Tomorrow we have, in case you missed it, where you can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesdays, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So make sure to send in your requests throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have Your Two Cents, where we hear your fun answers to a question that's posted on our gram at KBS K-Pop. And on Fridays, we have Lights, Camera, Action, where we talk about K-dramas or films. And we got to check out the songs that are related. And of course, we also have our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where we have a chit-chat about what's going on in this crazy, crazy world. So check that out as well. And of course, you guys can send in your song requests, your answers to our Y2C comments, and suggestions through various ways. There's always our gram at KBS K-Pop, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at KBS, world.kbs.co.kr. And now, we got some music for you guys. This is Identity with You Never Met. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. And taking us out, we got two great songs. First, Joy with Love Condition, 연애 조건. And then we have 보라미유 with Such a Beautiful Story, 그토록 아름답던 이야기. And our producer is Chaedong Kwon, our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.